It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Do you believe in curses? Curses are essentially a form of magic spell uttered with the intention of harming a person or place, but it's not always a person or place, so to speak. Sometimes it can be things. Sometimes it can be machines. Sometimes it can be parts of machines. Sometimes it can be little bastards. Yeah, you see where this is going. Today I'm talking about the world's most unluckiest cur, which belonged to James Dean, the little bastard. Dean, the iconic Hollywood film star, died tragically young at a point in his life when his acting career was going from strength to strength. Although he had starred in only a few films, he had earned himself much acclaim with a sizable fortune. And with that fortune comes, well, unexpected purchases. One of which was a Porsche Spyder. One of only 90 that were ever made. And he nicknamed that car the little bastard. And let me tell you, it was a good nickname because this thing ended up being the most cursed thing ever documented, at least in the world of automotive. Now, he had intended to race that beloved car himself, but sadly, Dean never got the chance. On September 30th, 1955, only 2 weeks. He bought it 2 weeks prior. He died in it, following a head-on collision with another vehicle. Now, the driver of the other car survived, having sustained only cuts and bruises, but Dean, unfortunately, crossed over to the other side. In the weeks preceding his death, Dean had been driving his car everywhere, proudly displaying it to all of his friends, but they don't really share his enthusiasm. Why? Because they all got a weird feeling about it. Like, not only was this a race car in the hands of someone they knew was already reckless, this was like just this creepy feeling they got from it. And Dean just kind of amplified it. He even had the name Little Bastard written on it and put a racing stripe on it. Like, he was all in on this car. He had no idea what was going on. But people around him kind of felt the weirdness. A sense of horror, if you will, when they saw that vehicle. And Dean's reckless nature, like I mentioned before, it just brought this innate sense of foreboding about that machine, and rightfully so. At the time, Dean and I have been aware of the number of strange happenings that had already been linked to the car. Several mechanics had hurt themselves on the car shortly after it was delivered. One even broke his thumb after trapping it in the door, and another cut himself as he adjusted the engine. Like, it's common for mechanics to hurt themselves, but this was happening at a very accelerated rate. At the time, these events seemed to be no more than accidents, right? So no one really knew the larger pattern of misfortune that was following this car. Now, after the fatal crash, that's when the fun began, so to speak. The car wreckage was bought for salvage, which was very common back then, especially with cars that were really high value, like this Spyder was. Motor mechanic George Barris, the man who had customized the machine for Dean weeks earlier, bought it for salvage, and it was only then that things really started to spin out of control. So he scraps the car and starts selling parts of it to random people. He reused the parts of the car that he started to suspect that some of the terrible curse might be attached to the vehicle. He's like, man, I don't know if I should be doing this. A curse that had not only claimed the life of a young film star, but was also causing numerous other disasters in the lives of those unlucky enough to have acquired a piece of the car. The engine of the little bastard had been largely undamaged by the crash, so Barris had reconditioned it and sold it to a racing enthusiast, Dr. William Aitrich. One of the doctor's friends and fellow racers, Dr. Earl McHenry, learned of the sale and decided to buy the transaxle of the car as well. I mean, come on, it's James Dean's car and you're a car enthusiast. Obviously, you know, you want a famous person's part because you're an enthusiast. You're crazy for that kind of stuff. Personally, I think you're crazy for buying it. Barris also sold several other parts, including the two back tires. And guess what happened to all the drivers in those cars that had a piece of little bastard? You guessed it. Horrible, horrible things. In the first race to which the two doctors tested the new equipment, both men were involved in serious accidents at the different places and locations. Wow. Dr. Isaac's car turned over after locking up on entering a bin. Fortunately, he survived the crash, although he was left paralyzed. Oh boy. And Dr. McHenry was not so lucky. He was killed after losing control of the car and hitting a tree. As if this were not enough, I mean, that's two incidents. As if this was not enough, before the week was out, the driver who had bought the two black tires I mentioned earlier narrowly escaped death after both tires, get this, blew out simultaneously during another race. Do you know what the chances of that happening are? Do you know what the chances? Billions and trillions to one that all three cars would be in accidents within a week of each other purchase. This thing really was cursed. Learning of the multiple disasters, Barris decided that he would try to put the car to some kind of beneficial use. Accordingly, he lent the crumpled machine to the California Highway Safety Patrol for publicity purposes, thinking that Dean's fame would greatly enhance their campaign on accident prevention. Unfortunately, though, at that point, he did not realize that the car was actually the source of the accidents in itself. The car was taken into possession of the Highway Patrol and stored in a garage with a large number of other cars. While it was there, a mysterious fire broke out. Many cars were completely destroyed and almost all incurred serious damage. Curiously, though, the little bastard, guess what, emerged from the fire unscathed. Are you convinced yet? Are you convinced that this thing is cursed? Guess what? There's more! A short time later, while the car was being taken onto a display area for demonstration purposes, a strange accident took place. Dean's car was being transported on the back of a flatbed truck driven by an experienced driver named George Barhuis. When it skidded on a wet road and the truck's rig crashed into a ditch. So, Barhuis was thrown from the cab by the impact but is believed to have survived the crash. However, in a bewildering tragedy, he was then killed when the wreck of the little bastard fell from the back of the truck and landed on top of him, crushing him to death. I mean, come on, guys. We're up to like 9 disasters in a short amount of time. Yet, the litany of disasters was still not complete. On the 4th anniversary of Dean's fatal crash, a teenager in Detroit was viewing the car, which was on a large display. Without warning, the structure on which the car was resting collapsed and the car toppled forwards, crushing the boy's legs. It seems inconceivable that following this, the car was still put out on display to the public. But guess what? People are nuts. A few weeks after this accident, the car was once again being transported by truck when it fell from the back of the vehicle, smashing in the road and causing serious injury to yet more people. Fortunately, the cursed car was doomed itself. Shortly after this final accident, the vehicle spontaneously fell apart while on show in New Orleans. Attempts were made to put it back together, but George Barris stepped in and arranged to have the remains of the car transported back to his garage in California. When delivery arrived, the container was opened, and to their astonishment, the car had disappeared. This thing was gone. To this day, it's not known if it had been stolen by an obsessive admirer of the film star, but no trace of it has ever been found. Certainly, if anyone had been foolish enough to take the vehicle into their own possession, they would have been very fortunate to escape the curse that had randomly struck to those connected to the car. Nevertheless, the fact that it is now missing can only add to the sense of mystery that surrounds not only this jinx machine, but also the tragic doom figure of James Dean. What do you guys think? Do you guys think it's possible that this machine was cursed? I'll tell you one thing. That's an obscene amount of crazy stuff to happen in one vehicle and parts belong to it. Statistically speaking, I'd like to know the math on this. Also, rest easy, James Dean. I hope you're driving a much more safer car wherever you are. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. Be very careful crossing the street and make sure you put your car in for inspection at reputable places that have nothing to do with James Dean. I'll see you guys tomorrow.